Tucson, Arizona has been in a bit of a funk. The housing crisis hit the city hard. Debates over the state's immigration policies have fueled racial tensions. Major League Baseball moved its spring training camps over to Phoenix to be closer to stadiums there. And of course, last January's shooting spree left 6 people dead and Gabrielle Giffords severely injured. But maybe there's a little good news on the horizon. For the past 2 weeks, Major League Soccer has been holding spring training camps and its Desert Diamond Cup in Tucson, showcasing some of the league's best teams and biggest stars. The finals are on Saturday. Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias joins us from his home in Tucson. Richard, have we overstated how things are going in Tucson? I mean, is the city really hoping that soccer can maybe alleviate some of those headlines we just mentioned?
Well, I think it's a major step in the right direction. And from the mood at the stadium last night was extraordinary, and people were in a really good mood.
Let's just talk about the economy first. How big of a hit was it when teams like the Chicago White Sox, the Colorado Rockies, your own Arizona Diamondbacks moved from Tucson in 2010 after 65 years to do spring training in the Phoenix area? Give us a dollar sense of what that felt like.
They took about $50 million out of our economy, vital to many of our businesses and government as well.
And they also left behind all these facilities, right, which I presume you still have to maintain.
We owe about 15 more years on the stadium that we own there at Pima County.
So now you're trying to set up this relationship with soccer. Where are you in this relationship?
Well, we're taking it slow, and we're kind of going step by step, making sure that our stadium works well and that fans react well to it, and perhaps even bring the combine in November, which would be a big win for us as well.
The combine?
So, a combine, exactly, where some college stars would come in and try out for various MLS teams.
But as you said, you have a ways to go. Major League Soccer is holding off on making Tucson the permanent spring training site. They want the city to refurbish baseball fields, you know, into soccer pitches to accommodate as many as 6 MLS teams at one time. Now, we know you've already spent about $100,000 refurbishing fields. Are you figuring that you'll find the money somewhere because you think you'll get so much back in the long run?
Absolutely. It's an investment in our community, and also those fields will be available for what is really a big youth soccer community here in Tucson anyways.
Well, we also understand you're making appeals across the border. Now, people outside of Arizona forget that, you know, 22 million Mexicans visit Tucson every year legally. There's a tourist industry, and the Hispanics who live there make up 40% of Tucson's population. But we only hear about, you know, the border crisis and Arizona's 2010 law requiring that identification be carried at all times. And we know that there are, you know, a lot of tensions. Why should Mexicans come across the border to help the Tucson economy when it doesn't feel as if there's a welcome mat being set out for them?
Well, you know, a lot of that ugly anti-immigrant legislation has come out of Maricopa County and Phoenix, where people have a totally different kind of attitude. More people have moved there from other parts of the country that maybe don't understand how we've all lived here and survived. I'm a 7th-generation Arizona and a 5th-generation Tucsonan. People and families that have lived here in the borderlands for years know exactly how to deal with the border. MLS made a trip down there to Hermosillo, which was successful. We're hoping to see the numbers from tourists from Mexico be strong this year.
So you're saying that you have more of a relationship with Mexicans across the border. Have they shown an interest? I mean, this has been going on for several days now. Have they shown an interest in coming over to Tucson to watch soccer?
Absolutely. They have shown an interest, and ESPN Deportes has been broadcasting. And last night, the mood was positively electric. People excited to see a lot of stars on the field.
We understand Saturday's game is almost sold out.
Absolutely. It's making a big difference, you know. Have we had a rough 2 or 3 years? Honestly, Robin, I've never seen anything like it in Tucson, and I'm still in a bit of a shock regarding the shooting, just the difficult times that we've had.
Well, Richard Elias, again, Pima County Supervisor there in Tucson, Arizona. I hope soccer brings you all that you wish for. Best with it.
Thank you, Robin. I hope you come out next year for the Desert Diamond Cup. And we'll show you around and show you where all the best enchiladas in town are.
Okay, it's a deal.
Thank you, Robin.